The Senate Ag Committee just stalled its own farm bill 2.0 inches during its first markup, with the fight centered on whether states should shoulder more of the SNAP food aid cost based on their benefit error rates. Chairman John Boozman, Republican from Arkansas, called it his best and final offer, while ranking member Amy Klobuchar, Democrat from Minnesota, voted no and argued that $70 billion each was found for Iran and ICE but not for a simple two-year delay that would let all states get their error rates in line, noting Minnesota sits at 12.6% against a 6% federal threshold and now faces a 15% state match. Despite the collapse, farmers won real gains that survived the vote, including a Thune Amendment restoring mandatory country of origin labeling for beef that passed 17-0, plus higher farm loan limits and year-round nationwide E15 sales. Groups from the National Farmers Union to the Minnesota Farm Bureau blasted the delay as one family farms cannot afford after 3 years of waiting, but the bill is not dead and the committee is expected to try again soon. The continued roadblock for the bill surfaced over the back and forth of putting more of the cost burden of the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP, on states rather than the federal government. Senator John Boozman, Republican from Arkansas, chairman of the Senate Ag Committee, started out the hearing by saying that the bill he was presenting, which he called Farm Bill 2.0, was the best and final offer he could make to address concerns of the minority party's desire to support SNAP. Related to those SNAP funds, Boozman said a delay in passage of this bill would mean current law would remain in effect and states with poorly administered SNAP programs will begin to pay for the portion of the benefit cost next year. Senator Amy Klobuchar, Democrat from Minnesota, the ranking member of the Ag Committee, was among those voting against passage of the bill. She mentioned that while $70 billion was found to fund the war in Iran and $70 billion was found to fund the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, funds are not being prioritized to fund SNAP benefits. She said states with high error rates are being rewarded, while those with mid-error rates are going to pay a higher cost. These error rates refer to miscalculations in benefit amounts, either under or over, or eligibility determinations by state agencies. The national average error rate is 10% and the federal threshold is 6%. Minnesota's error rate is about 12.6%, meaning there will be a 15% state match required. However, if that rate would exceed 13.34%, Minnesota would be exempt from the state match for 2 years. According to the Minnesota Department of Children, Youth and Families, 86 farm families recognized at Minnesota Farm Fest 4 hours ago. Farm Fest Woman Farmer of the Year speaks out about farm stress 11 hours ago after 40 years. A Minnesota sugar beet grower looks forward to one of his best crops 15 hours ago. Our members are simply asking for the two-year delay so all states will be on the same footing in working to reduce their error rates. That is 10% of the total SNAP cuts, Klobuchar said in a statement. She added that she was supportive of the bill's increase in farm loan limits as well as increased resources for trade promotion and year-round E15. Just as the U.S. House pushed through a standalone vote on E15, Klobuchar said the Senate could also pull out and pass a standalone vote for year-round E15. Obviously, the preferable way to do this is to reach an agreement on SNAP, since a lot of the work has been done on this bill, Klobuchar said. Farm groups were pleased to see strong support for initiatives they have been pushing for years, while they bemoaned how the bill was kicked down the road. National Family Farm Coalition, NFFC, was pleased to see an amendment from Senator John Thune, Republican from South Dakota, in support of restoring mandatory country of origin labeling for beef, which passed successfully with 17 votes in favor. This win is a testament to the strong collective voice of independent farmers, ranchers, and consumers across the U.S. who have advocated for fairness and transparency in the livestock market, NFFC President Tiffany Belfield Al-Amin said in a news release. National Farmers Union President Rob LaRue said Thursday that the failed vote was a disappointing delay that family farms cannot afford. We saw some encouraging signs of bipartisanship through this process, LaRue said in a news release. The committee voted overwhelmingly to reinstate mandatory country of origin labeling and adopted an amendment funding local food procurement programs. The bill also included year-round, nationwide sale of E15, a change that will benefit both farmers and consumers. It is essential that lawmakers work together to get a strong farm bill signed into law. Congress is running out of time to get this done. In the weeks ahead, farmers' union members will continue pushing for farm and food policy improvements to help everyone in our communities. Minnesota Farm Bureau President Dan Glessing echoed the disappointment, saying that it adds to the unpredictability for farmers. This has been a priority for our members for over 3 years, and to see it pushed down the road again is frustrating, Glessing said in a news release. We urge the committee to come together and pass this important legislation. A failed passage during the first markup of the bill does not mean the bill is dead. The Ag Committee will be tasked with coming together to work toward passage again soon. An exact timeline is yet unknown.